The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want to talk about measles. So in 2021, there was one recorded case of measles in Ireland. 2022, there was two. 2023, there was four. 2024, over 100. So things moving in the wrong direction. I'm going to speak to Luke O'Neill, the immunologist in Trinity College Dublin. He of Pat Kenny Show fame in just a moment. But Elaine Dunn is with me in studio from the Federation of Early Childhood Providers. Elaine, it's good to see you again. And thanks a million for coming in to us. How do you see this increase in measles cases kind of manifesting in the creche and play school setting?
Well, I suppose we're seeing more and more children not being vaccinated, and that's kind of a worry for us. And, you know, when you talk to parents, it's a parental choice whether they, at this point, vaccinate their child or not. And, you know, it's a worry when the likes of measles comes in, because it's going to have a huge impact on the child that is not vaccinated. So you would probably be forced to ask the parents to keep the child home for a number of weeks until the creche becomes clear of measles, you know. So it is quite worrying for us.
What's the kind of the rules and regulations around whether you can ask? Can you ask outright, has the child been vaccinated?
Well, I suppose what we would do is our first protocol would be to contact TUSLA, and then they would guide us then on how to handle this. And then it's going straight to the parents of the unvaccinated children and saying, look, we have measles in. We need to protect you, your family and your children, you know, from measles.
But you know who's unvaccinated in this school?
Oh, no, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. So you can ask?
Yeah, no, we absolutely can. We, you know, the first protocol when a child is coming in is to look for the vaccination book.
Okay.
And a copy of it then goes on file. So we have that there at all times. So we are very aware of who is.
So you have a record of these kids in the class are unvaccinated,
absolutely.
These aren't. So that when there's an outbreak, you know who's more at risk.
Absolutely.
Okay. Is there ever thought given, and let's set aside maybe any potential legal difficulties, but to saying to kids who are unvaccinated, you can't come in? Just we only accept vaccinated children in this facility.
I don't know any service that has done that. And
okay.
I don't think we can. I wouldn't think that any of us would be in a position to do that. You know, there's nothing mandatory around these vaccines. So that is up to government then to look at that through legislation.
And have you seen the pool of unvaccinated kids getting bigger in the creche setting?
We have, yes.
Okay.
Definitely, especially in the last kind of 3 years. And it comes into what you're saying in line with what you're saying as well about the numbers going up. So I think it is something that needs to be looked at, and conversations need to be had about how we can protect our children from measles, because it is an infection that can actually kill the child, and that's worrying.
How much does it worry you when you see that number, when you look at the stats, say, across your own businesses or across all the others? Because like I say, you're kind of with early childhood providers as well, the federation of them, when you see those numbers ticking up.
Well, you know, I've had conversations with parents who have decided not to vaccinate their children, and it is a parental choice. So
do they ever I'm sure sometimes just in the course of conversation, they'll explain their choice. Well, I'm just out of curiosity.
They do. I mean,
what do they say?
They just have concerns around, you know, what else the vaccine can do to a child. Can it cause other things? Can it, you know, cause harm to the child in other ways? But, you know, personally, all of my children have been vaccinated. They're young adults now. Their children have been vaccinated against the measles. And I think, you know, in order to protect your child, you should really consider looking at it.
Yeah.
But you also have to understand the other point of view that, you know, parents, you know, may be afraid.
Yeah, listen, it is, as you say, it's their parental choice. Luke O'Neill is with us as well. Like I say, the immunologist from Trinity College Dublin. Luke, how worried are you when you see those trends, the trends in the numbers being infected with measles year on year, and the vaccination trends downwards?
Yeah, it's a big worry, Kieran, obviously, especially with measles, as you're just discussing there. I mean, this is a serious disease, remember. 1 in 4 kids end up in hospital. 1 in 10 can become deaf or blind. They get really sick off of diarrhea. You know, like, what parents would want to subject their child to the risk of that when the vaccine is highly protective against that particular situation? You know, so all you can do is try to encourage parents and say, look, this is a very serious thing. Mm. You don't want your kid getting really sick, you know. And then we know, I mean, over the course of the vaccine was introduced in America first in the 1960s. It's really safe. You know, there's huge millions of kids have had it and it's massively protective against measles. So all you can do really is make the case for it and hope that parents go along with it, you know.
What do you think is the reason for the increase in scepticism? Because it's interesting when you look at it. About 2017, 2018 is actually when the downward trend starts. So now it accelerates during COVID, so that's a factor, but it didn't start because of COVID. And then 2017, 2018 is well past the point of the autism link being raised. So I was just trying to think myself, kind of what might have been the cause around then.
It's very hard to know. Clearly, the autism link kicked off this concern. You know, that was 1998. And that was debunked completely, remember. Never forget that. But that was a fraudulent paper that was published. 24 studies after that paper checked it, and there's no link to autism at all. One Danish study with 600,000 kids were examined. So we know it, there's no link to autism. But that could be in the back of parents' minds. I think the pandemic, paradoxically, has put people off medical interventions in a strange way. You know, people don't want to go near certain parents. Oh, I don't want to hear about this, you know. But it's a bit of a peculiar one because we know how serious the disease can be, and we'd like to understand the basis for the hesitancy more.
You'd worry as well, wouldn't you, when you see the likes of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. In charge of the department, their equivalent of the Department of Health in the United States,
and
his quite obvious scepticism around vaccines. Or is it? I mean, apparently his own kid's vaccinated, so certainly his publicised scepticism.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's amazing in America at the moment there is a measles outbreak happening. You know, every second on NBC they're announcing the numbers. Can you believe it? Three people have died of measles in Texas, two in Texas, one in New Mexico. So they're really worried in America. The CDC actually has just said, if you're going to Texas or Kansas, make sure you've got your measles vaccine. So it's pretty serious over there. Now, RFK Jr. has said, you know, that the vaccine should be used. He's changed his tune on that slightly. But he really should be encouraging strongly. People feel he's not advocating strongly enough for the vaccine. Because if he says, please take this vaccine, then maybe more parents in the US in particular would actually do that.
It's amazing. My granny was a GP long before many women were GPs in this country, and she would have often said the biggest change in her career over the span of it were childhood vaccinations. But more than anything, more than anything other intervention, it was childhood vaccinations. She was dealing with having to tell parents their kids were dead to that not being an issue.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's no question the league table of the biggest medical achievements, number one, is always vaccines. Because they saved millions of lives. I mean, remember the dreaded polio. Kids were getting paralyzed. Doctors were completely powerless against that. The vaccine comes along and prevents polio. With measles, actually, before the vaccine was introduced, there were 500,000 cases in the US. 2 years later, there were a few hundred. You know, so the power of an intervention like that is quite remarkable. And any GP who remembers days before vaccines would tell you they were a huge contribution to health, especially in children.
Elaine, have you seen any evidence, and it would be anecdotal, you wouldn't be collecting this data, but even just yourself, of where there has been a measles outbreak, that maybe some of the kids who hadn't been vaccinated, the parents start to think, oh God, this is actually quite real. Maybe we should do it.
No, we haven't seen that at all.
Right, okay. Stick to their guns.
They do. They stick to their guns. And I think, you know, we need to maybe continue to educate the parents on how important this vaccine is.
Yeah, tell me about the conversations that you have, or the tone of the conversation. Very easy to wag the finger and tell people they're wrong. It doesn't usually achieve much.
No, definitely not. We don't wag our finger. We're always interested to hear from the parents, particularly because I'm obviously involved in the Federation. So you'd love to hear from the parents to see, you know, like, you've made a decision not to vaccinate your child. Do you understand the risks? And we would go through the risks and you know, we have a conversation and a straight conversation, but it's, you know, it is a conversation that has to take place if a child is coming in and unvaccinated into your service.
Yeah, but listen, those figures are worrying, aren't they? Two, four, and then over 100 cases last year. They're all going the wrong direction. Elaine, thanks a million for coming into us. Elaine Dunn from the Federation of Early Childhood Providers. Luke O'Neill, immunologist, Trinity College Dublin.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.